And these programs that we do are very successful. So at this time, we will have some volunteers going around with buckets. And if we can ask you to please donate just a little bit of money, whether it's $5, $10, anything you can give. A $1 goes a long way. So the brothers and sisters, the volunteers will be walking around with buckets. So I ask you to please donate if you can. And this way, you will, inshallah, receive the ajr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will see the reward in the hereafter. So look out for the buckets going around, and please donate as much as you can.
The Al-Quds
flags are on the buckets, so you can recognize them, so that way you know it's for this cause and nothing else. So while the buckets are going around, you know, we're saying free, free Palestine. And absolutely, Palestine needs to be free. But at the same time, they need to know what they're doing, and we will not stay silent. So together we say, shame, shame, Israel!
Shame, shame, Israel!
Shame, shame, Israel!
Shame, shame, Israel!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA! Let's not forget about the tyrant that lives in our own backyard. Shame, shame, Harper!
Shame, shame, Harper!
Shame, shame, Harper!
Shame, shame, Harper! Shame, shame, Harper!
Thank you very much. Our next speaker will be Brother Ken Stone. Brother Ken Stone is speaking on behalf of the Independent Jewish Voice. He is a member of the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, has stood up for the rights of Palestinian people. Ken is of Jewish origins, but insists that the Zionists do not speak for all Jewish people. His strong advocacy of the Palestinians' right and him being with us today is proof of this. So I ask you, please, help me in joining Brother Ken Stone.
Thank you, brother. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan Mubarak. I would like to thank the organizers of this year's Al-Quds rally in Toronto for inviting me to speak today against the crimes committed by the State of Israel and in support of the Palestinian people. My speech has three parts. First of all, as a Jew, I am appalled by the continuing litany of crimes committed by the Zionist regime in Jerusalem, such as the piracy on the high seas when Israeli forces boarded the Gaza Freedom Flotilla and blocked it from breaking the blockade of Gaza. Such as Israel's Operation Protective Edge last year in Gaza, when thousands upon thousands of us marched against the killing of so many innocent Gazans, including 500 children. Such as Israel's de facto alliance with al-Qaeda mercenaries in Syria, known as al-Nusra, who commit horrifying terrorist acts in Syria and then return to Israel for free medical treatment. And lastly, Israel's cooperation with the despotic King Salman of Saudi Arabia in bombing the defenseless people of Yemen. Because the State of Israel and its leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, claim to speak for the Jewish people, they give all Jews a bad name. Some people around the world who don't know the difference between the religion of Zionism, the religion of Judaism on the one hand, and the Zionist project for colonializing the State of Palestine on the other, they might be misled into anti-Semitism. Prime Minister Stephen Harper has tried on several occasions to outlaw criticism by Canadians against the State of Israel because he claimed such criticism is anti-Semitic. Brother Lemlam from the CUPW spoke against that. What I'd like to say is the opposite is true. The State of Israel, because of its continuing crimes against humanity and its claim to speak for world Jewry, is itself creating anti-Semitism. Yes. That's why a growing number of Jews in Canada oppose the racist and apartheid policies of the State of Israel and instead call for BDS, boycott, divestment, sanctions, for an end to the illegal occupation, and for Palestine to be free from the river to the sea. Secondly, as a member of Independent Jewish Voices, I want to make you aware of our major campaign right now, and that is to expose the JNF. The Jewish National Fund has been a pillar of the Zionist colonial project for 114 years, since 1901. What it does is raise money in Canada and other countries of the world to acquire the lands of Palestinians with the collaboration of the Israeli state, and to take that land and give it, lease it, or sell it exclusively to Jewish settlers. This is called racism. This is called ethnic cleansing. This is called colonialism. But the kicker is that while the Harper government of Canada has removed the charitable status of many worthwhile Christian charities in Canada who dared to criticize his aggressive foreign policy, the Jewish National Fund is allowed under Harper to maintain its charitable status. This means that when some 400 members of Hamilton's top social elite gathered last month at the Hamilton Convention Center in their tuxedos and their long gowns and jewelry and shelled out a minimum of $180, a minimum, for a ticket to the Hamilton Negev dinner, those social parasites each received a tax receipt for part of the price of their ticket. That means that you and I and every taxpayer in Canada is subsidizing their despicable contribution to the Jewish National Fund. And what is that money going for? Here is a picture of the JNF bulldozers. You may not be able to see it from where you're standing, but after I speak, I will try to give every single person one of these postcards to send to the Minister of National Revenue. This picture was taken last year in the Israeli south, where the Jewish National Fund bulldozers destroyed the villages repeatedly of the Bedouin who lived there. The Jewish National Fund is displacing the Bedouin of the Israeli Negev and is building Jewish settlements exclusively for Jews. But that's not all the Jewish National Fund does. In an attempt to Judaize East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, the Jewish National Fund works with the Israeli state to dispossess the Palestinians who live in East Jerusalem. It helps to drive them out of their homes and neighborhoods. And with the money they raise here in Canada and in other countries, they build homes for Jewish settlers and whole new neighborhoods for Jewish settlers. This is a crime against humanity under the 1949 Geneva Accords. And that's not all. In addition, the Jewish National Fund has built Canada Park. Canada Park is a reforested area built over the ruins of three Palestinian villages on the West Bank. These villages were destroyed just after the 1967 war, right in front of the Palestinians who lived there. The poor people were lined up to watch their houses be destroyed and bulldozed down. And now there's a forest there to hide that war crime. The Jewish National Fund has Canada Park. It has South Africa Park. It has American Bicentennial National Park. It has a whole bunch of nationally named parks. And they cover up a total of 89 destroyed Palestinian villages on the West Bank. And finally, the Jewish National Fund, I don't have it in front of me, but on their calendar for last year, they had a picture of another one of these bulldozers. Only it was in the Golan Heights of Syria. In the Golan Heights of Syria, which Israel stole in the 1967 war. the Jewish National Fund is displacing Syrian people and turning their lands into Jewish settlements as well. Independent Jewish voices would like your help in trying to force the Canadian government to remove the charitable status of the Jewish National Fund. After all, under Canadian law, the Jewish National Fund's racism and ethnic cleansing would not be allowed if they were trying to do it here in Canada. So why do we let them do it in Palestine? When you take one of these postcards from me later, sign it and drop it in any mailbox. No stamp is required. It will go to the Minister of National Revenue. Also, I have in my little clipboard here a petition to Parliament created by Independent Jewish Voices asking Parliament to withdraw the charitable status of the Jewish National Fund. Finally, as a Canadian, I urge you to use the opportunity of the upcoming federal election to put your federal candidates on the spot. When they knock on your door or they phone your house or they stop you on the street asking you for your support, ask them if they will support the campaign, IJV campaign, to end the charitable status of the Jewish National Fund in Canada. The fact is that that fund raises over $10 million a year in Canada alone for the ethnic cleansing of Palestine. If it loses charitable status, those donations will fall drastically. Brothers and sisters, the racist and apartheid state of Israel can only get away with its continuing litany of crimes against humanity because it has enablers in Washington, London, Paris, and in Ottawa. Enablers like Stephen Harper, who will back Israel unconditionally at the UN and oversee the continuing funding of the Zionist colonial project in Palestine. And though out of 308 MPs in the House of Commons, it's hard even to find one who will stand up consistently for Palestine, we should use the coming months to raise our voices at the national level. At the federal election coming on October 19th, we need to bring down the slavishly pro-Zionist government, the Harper government of Canada. We need to pressure federal candidates to come out publicly to support the Palestinian cause. We need them to take a stand against the charitable status of the Jewish National Fund. Please take a postcard. Please sign the petition. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Brother Ken Stone. That was very enlightening. Thank you very much. Brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, we have fundraising going on for this project and for this cause. This is the bucket that is going around. There's some brothers and sisters, some volunteers that have the buckets. There's one here on my left. And please ask them to hold them up. There's a brother there in the corner. Sisters, there's a bucket there in the sisters. It's only these buckets. Brother Ken Stone mentioned the Zionist Fund. This is the Quds Fund. Hey! So we need your support. We need you to be with us, and inshallah, this cause will be successful. Brother Ken Stone mentioned a very important point. We need to understand the difference between Zionism and Judaism. We have our rabbis here on my right supporting us, not on the other side. So we know what that means. We know what that means. So we need everybody to understand the difference. We are not against Judaism. We are against Zionism. So therefore, with me, when I say Judaism, you say yes. Judaism!
Yes!
Judaism!
Yes!
Judaism!
Yes!
Judaism!
Yes!
When I say Zionism, you say no. Zionism!
No!
Zionism!
No!
Zionism!
No!
Zionism!
No!
Thank you very much.